mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To hour number two, we're taking your calls. The European Union is moving ahead with its expansion, its destruction of the different countries' sovereignty, despite the fact that it's been roundly rebuked by the population. Same thing's happening here with CAFTA and the Free Trade Area of the Americas. We'll be getting into that. And, of course, we're taking your calls. The listeners are wanting to talk about predominantly still the London bombings. Isn't it interesting how they get us to focus in on the London bombings, but every day there's massive bombings all over the world, and the average person isn't even aware of those? You see, they choose what to focus on. And it's time that we start to focus on what we think is important, not just what the establishment press pushes. Michael in New York, finish up what you were saying.
Yes, sir, Alex. And so on History Channel, they're showing how the Russian commies tried to get their share of Nazi scientists post-World War II, but they couldn't get enough to get the jet engine off the ground. And they were struggling. We advanced further ahead. And so one day, they claim how Russian scientists were hanging out in Britain with English scientists over a billiard table. And after the game, they, for some reason, the British just said, hey, here's a Rolls-Royce jet engine, take it home with you. And then they go on to say in the show how, unfortunately, just a few years later, the Korean War develops, and those jet engines were now used in MiG fighters shooting down our boys. And it's like, bam, there it is. It slipped out. We supply and build up all our enemies. They knew the Korean War was coming. They couldn't be a threat to us. Unless they had a technology to rival ours, they couldn't get it off the ground, so we gave it to them so that they could be a threat, and then we'd have to get dragged into another foreign conflict and so forth. So, you know, every so often, because we have our eyes wide open, we've got the whole picture. You can see through it when it slips out of the cracks.
Well, I was actually aware of that story, and yeah, because they like playing pool here. It's classified, and we can be executed for this, but here, just have a jet engine. Our government helped develop the Russian nuclear program because they had to have an enemy, and that enemy had to be on par with them. Look, the Rothschilds would do this. The Crumps would do this with weapons sales, and the Rothschilds would just make the loans. They would sell the latest weapon system to somebody, but then sell it to the other side to keep the arms race going. It's really quite simple.
Yes,
and this is all admitted, but so many people are in denial. Michael, thanks for the call. Yeah, that's a great call. I appreciate you pointing that out for people. And it's just like Al-Qaeda. The Russians fall apart, so now we've got the Muslim extremists who just so happen to be former CIA that fought the Russians. But never mind that. The government wouldn't carry out bombings. Clifford, in Detroit, go ahead.
Yes, how you doing today?
Good, sir.
Yes, I was told that you are a very reliable, good person to talk to.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I would just check out the things I claim for yourself, sir.
Okay. I was calling you about, I know you're aware there's a mayoral race going on in Detroit.
A little bit. Why don't you fill me in?
Well, I'm one of the candidates running. And what they have 12 candidates running. The media is showing you 4 candidates. They're bombarding 4 people on constantly every day, saying these are the only candidates that's running for mayor.
Well, that's what they always do.
Right, and the funny thing about it, all 4 candidates are attorneys.
So well, I'll tell you what, sir. Stay there, Clever. We'll break. I'll come right back to you. And if I can help you in any way with any of my paltry advice, then I will certainly try to do that, my friend. But you take the advice, you know, for what it's worth, and I'm not sure what it's worth. We'll be right back, folks. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look at this disgraceful headline. Military finds military innocent of torture at Gitmo. Military investigators examining alleged abuse of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, say they found treatment such as leashing a terror suspect and forcing him to behave like a dog. They said that they found no evidence of torture or that senior leaders imprisoned and imposed faulty interrogation policies. Brigadier General Rick Baucus, 2.5 years ago, left Guantanamo Bay, resigned from Guantanamo Bay, refusing to torture. The Attorney General's own memos say that they table people. That is, dunk them in water till they're about to pass out. So they're about to basically asphyxiate, that they bring in prostitutes to have sex with the men, which totally freaks out these devout Muslims, and they think they're going to hell. The prostitutes do some other stuff I can't mention, but it's serial killer type, raping. It's always sexually perverted. That's the New World Order. But all that's normal, all that's good. Why, that's no big deal. That's not torture. So this is just incredible. We're going to get into that also. We got to move quickly here through the calls. Clifford in Detroit just called in. We were talking to him in the last segment. Said he's running for mayor, and there's 12 people running for mayor in Detroit, and that he's one of the people, and that he's being ignored, that they're focusing in on 4 establishment candidates who are all lawyers. So how can I help you, Clifford?
Yes, what I want to explain, it's not really being ignored. What it is they're doing is they're putting four people out there, making everybody think it's four candidates when in reality it's one. But the candidate they're scared of, they're out there now, got put a warrant out for my arrest because I'm telling the truth. And they said I unarmed robbed somebody, which is not my makeup. And the gentleman that they're using is somebody that had jumped on my daughter a year ago. The police department went to him to get him to lie to say that I robbed him unarmed.
Well, I mean, that big city crime machines are known to frame people. Has your story been in the newspaper?
They're trying to publish another newspaper. No, what it is, they want me to be arrested first. Then the news media want to be there when I get arrested to put it in the newspaper.
Well, what numbers are you getting in polls, Clifford?
Well, my name is on the top of the list. I did a show with a big, strong candidate in Detroit that's been on council for 20-something years.
Clifford, you're going to need to send me some information on this.
Oh, I definitely will. I have a lot of information to send on a lot of things they're doing. See, they don't want the people to know.
Oh, believe me, I'm fully aware of how corrupt Detroit is. Thanks for the call. Just sounds like classic big city machine stuff. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex, and best of luck to Clifford up there. And Clifford, get on Power Hour and Butch Paul and other shows as well. I had a news article, a news clip, actually, was about the smoking ban in Lexington, Kentucky. Well, this is what they're going to do. They want to condition people to get in the database by taking hair samples and how healthy your hair is without all the secondhand smoke. And I'm not buying that fraud. That is nothing but a database conditioning people to accept this. And people in the Lexington area, if you're on the internet or listening to this show, don't buy it. Take action.
Well, they have 100 different gimmicks to get your retina scan, to get your hair, to get your blood. Listen, I have an article here where people are finally protesting at Disney World and Disneyland over the hand scans to get in. I mean, what's the point of that? It's about getting you into the database.
It is, and it is with the state workers here in Kentucky. You work for the state. You got to get into a digital thumb scan and fingerprinting before you can work for the state. It's all database collection, and people don't seem to see this. They're just so asleep until it's going to be too late. I'm going to, you know, take action, and I'm just going to keep going with this because...
So now they're saying, hey, we got a smoking ban. It's wonderful. Let us test your hair. What does that even mean?
Yeah, just to see how, you know, how secondhand smoke. And it was on the news about it. And I go, oh, that is such a fraud. I just could not
believe. So what, are they having, like, clinics where they test your hair and show you the nicotine?
Yeah, it's in Lexington area. They were doing it with a smoking ban there. Don't buy this, people. Don't buy this fraud.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Chris. Let me give you an example of total police state. Before 9/11, even before that, you know, increase in the police state climate, that ratcheting up of the fear, here on local cable, every single night or every weeknight, they would have a show called Army News Watch. And it was only a new show every week, but they would just re-air the show over and over again. And they would air it on Channel 16. Now it's on Channel 16 and on Channel 17. It's not just on a local cable access. Now it's on the county channel 17. But back then it was just on one channel. And they would have locally produced news pieces from all over the country. And one of the pieces was out of an Air Force base in San Antonio. And they were saying, you know, drugs hurt the country. Drugs undermine our national strength. Drugs are a major problem. Employers out there, this is a quote, whether you have 2 employees or 100 employees, we will drop by every week or every month, whatever you wish, and drug test your employees free of charge. Get involved. And so this is the military getting involved in private life, in private corporations, wanting to come and drug test your employees. And we have the newscast from Mardi Gras in Galveston, Texas, and Fiesta in San Antonio, and different events in Dallas. And they will have regular Army MPs out, and they'll search cars, and they'll aid the police, and they'll check IDs at bars, and the government openly says they want to get rid of Posse Comitatus. They're doing it, the 1878 law barring the military engaging in law enforcement. But just slowly, well, not so slowly anymore, it's just everywhere. Training the military, training the population, training the local constabulary to accept this. They have these Marine Corps and Army drills all over the country. I've been to about, 11 or 12 of them over the years. And listeners have sent us video from, probably 20 other events. We've got many of them in my films. And there they are, running checkpoints, searching cars, not just doing drills, but actually engaging in law enforcement. It's so scary. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Tennessee. Matt, go ahead.
Taking my call, Alex. I have a question for you, but I got to give you some quick background. Last Saturday, I was listening to an enemy transmission from the local controlled corporate media propaganda machine, and one of the local hosts had a government official on extolling the virtues of CAFTA. And I believe this guy's name was Gutierrez. Maybe his first name was Ron, and I thought he was with the Department of Labor. My question is, are you familiar with this guy, and is he a member of MeCHA?
I do know the name, but I don't know if Mr. Gutierrez is a member of MeCHA. I know our Attorney General, Alberto, I love torture, Bush is above the law, I love abortion, give me your guns, Gonzalez is. But regardless, they have got their people all over supposed conservative talk radio telling us how great CAFTA is, which the Senate has now passed and is now in the House. And it's wildly unpopular. It's un-American. So why are our so-called conservative stations still promoting it?
Well, they're not so conservative, that's for sure. But your show has really helped me understand the phony left-right paradigm. And there's really the only thing the left and the right disagree on is communism or national socialism, in my opinion. And they're all bureaucentric. They're all for bigger government. And just God bless you, Alex. And if you can you do any research if you have time and try to find out if Gutierrez is a member of MeCHA?
Certainly. I will tell you that most of the people that Bush or Clinton or anybody else chooses normally are, because Hispanics are such good patriotic people, it's hard for them to find really bad ones. So they go right to the same rotten bucket to find them, and most of them are. Most of the leaders that Bush picks, he doesn't want a good patriotic Hispanic in there, so he goes out and finds a good little globalist.
Right. Well, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Hang in there.
Well, I will, sir, and thank you for the call. God bless you. I mean, Matt just crystallized everything. It's a choice between national socialism and communism. The police wear black masks. There's cameras everywhere. There's secret police. The government tells you what to do. There's no real difference. Let's talk to Don in Ohio. Don, go ahead.
Yes. I was wondering whether you or Mr. Watson have been checking out Kingstar Demolition Services at all yet.
You say Kingstar?
Yes. It's a demolition company, and surprisingly enough, if you look at the picture of the bus exploding, or the one that blew up in London, their van's parked right next to it. It's in all the pictures. It's called Kingstar Demolition Services. Definitely check it out.
The bus said terror, brilliant.
Excuse me?
The bus had a sign on it saying terrorism, brilliant.
Oh, really? I didn't see that, but right next to it, parked, it looks like it got stuck in the traffic, is a van that says Kingstar. It says Kingstar on it, and somebody on Club Conspiracy checked it out, and it's a demolition company. And I just thought that was strange. I was wondering if that's the named company from Peter Powers, source and stuff like that. I also got something else. Can I hold on?
Stay there, Don, yeah. We'll be right back, folks. A lot of news, a lot of your calls straight ahead.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
I want to read an article that Steve Watson wrote over the weekend that I think crystallizes a lot of the questions we have concerning the London bombings. And then we will get into what the EU is up to. They're expanding regardless of what the people want, as we predicted they would. Wasn't hard to predict that. And just so much more. But right now, let's go back to Don in Ohio. Don, you had another point you wanted to make?
Oh, yeah. The that information came from Club Conspiracy, Dr. Macau's site, Save the Males.
Yeah, Henry Macau.
The forum, right. Okay, I also like to promote my site. It's, if you Google e-book vault-based tripod. You'll come to Ignorance Is Not Bliss, or you can go to the Power Hour site of the day, and there's a lot of good stuff there. I'm trying to add to it as much as I can, but yeah, two sites to check out, the forum, Club Conspiracy, and that's where I got the information about Kingstar.
All right, anything else, Don?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you for the call. All right, Ron in New York. I'm moving quick here. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Another report about the wonderful growing freedoms in our new Stalinistic fascistic country. It turns out that the FBI is keeping dossiers and files and
on everybody and every major political movement who ever protests anything.
That's freedom. That's a sign of democracy.
And that's meant to be a chilling effect.
Right. Even the ACLU and other such al-Qaeda-related organizations. In other words, they're keeping tabs on organizations that have nothing to do with terrorism.
Well, good, good. We're keeping tabs on them because they are a terrorist organization. Look, we shouldn't let this intimidate us. Let them have 50 million people on a list. We run this country. This is our country. And you're the ones that leave the border wide open while you're busy spying on the Republicans and the Democrats. Go ahead.
So they don't like being transparent.
I thought Nixon got in trouble for spying on the Democrats.
Yes, yes, he did. But I guess that's when we had more of an America. And another thing is in the city of New York, the health commissioner now wants a name-specific, it's very eugenic, health commissioner, name-specific database of people who have diabetes. Now, of course, one can only wonder why would the man want to know the specific names of people who have diabetes in the city of New York, especially being he's not going to do anything to help them. He just wants to snoop around and know who's got diabetes.
Well, a lot of it is just that's the pretext. Well, the federal money's now in New York, Dallas, Houston, Chicago, everywhere, to put in these huge snooping systems openly. So they admit that everything you do is going to be going in a database. Good.
Right. Even your health, even your glucose level is now their business.
Well, I mean, Ron, you know that right before 9/11, they started this deal where every prescription you get, whether it's for a diaphragm or for prescription strength Advil, ibuprofen, it all goes instantly into a federal database. Now, where is the Fourth Amendment there, folks?
I mean, if you don't have a Fourth Amendment right in relation to the glucose in your body, then where does the Fourth Amendment begin? And, you know, I mean, it's obvious what they're doing. They'll pull these things into, like, a government database. And then the government, which is married in this corporatist system, I guess you could call it fascism, let's call it fascism, that's what it is, all right, will then turn around and regurgitate this information to corporations, I guess things like insurance companies and so forth.
Well, it's a giant endless circle. They all regurgitate back and forth.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, do you know that New York City, it may even also be used for this, you're not allowed to have a pistol permit if you have diabetes? You know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's part of their administrative rule. Now, I would like for somebody, reasonably speaking, to show me the correlation, how one thing is related to the other. But
well, diabetes may be connected to Al-Qaeda. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Mike. Mike in Canada. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, okay. I went to Universal Studios in June, early June. And I went from I-75 down the I-4, and from there to the exit for Universal Studios, I counted 17 cameras in the middle lane, just all along there. And not only do they have the hand scan for when you go through the, for the annual card holders for the park, but they also have a finger scan for lockers for the mummy ride. In order to go on the ride, you can't take your bag on with you, but they have free lockers over there, and you have to finger scan for it.
You know, I wish folks would go to Universal Studios and go to Epcot Center and get me photos and video of this and send it to me. You know, I tried to go to SeaWorld 3 years ago, and you've got a hand scan to get in. And it's despicable. I totally agree with you, sir. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to tell you about inside the mummy ride, this weird thing that they have. Can I...
Okay, tell me more about the freedom when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Talking about problem, reaction, solution. They flood Europe and England with masses of illegal aliens. Then the government carries out terror attacks, blames it on Muslims. But then if anybody gets mad at Muslims, even calls them a racial name, you are arrested. Blair vows anti-hate reforms. Investigators anxious to identify fifth man seen with bombers. How is that even tied together? And look at the climate. Blair's approval rating up by 12 points. Bush's approval rating up by over 10 points. Terror laws face easy ride in climate of cooperation. And here it is, the Washington Post. Ron just mentioned it in the last segment. FBI monitoring websites for 2004 protests. Groups criticize agency surveillance for terror unit. So we'll get into that here in just a few minutes. Right now, let's let Mike finish up. So you went to Universal Studios. I knew that almost all of the major, you know, carnival type amusement parks, and I did, I had read that Universal Studios had done it, though I hadn't seen photos of it. I know Disney World has done it. I know that the Sea World has done it. Disneyland, some of the Six Flags are now doing it, and that's it. Alex Jones will never go to one of those again in his life. It's not very hard because I never liked them to begin with. Even as a child, I remember going to those and thinking they were kind of boring and that it was just big crowds of people. I mean, I'd much rather walk around in the woods when I was 10 years old with a deer rifle stalking wild hogs, or I'd much rather go water skiing, or I'd much rather go hiking up a mountain or stargazing than being at some mindless park with a bunch of idiots. All right, there I go. I'm trying to be calm today. I'm starting to rant. I just wanted to see if for one day I could be calm for the full 3 hours. And we're going to see if that happens today. There, I've announced what I'm attempting to do today. Keeping myself in check. But, going with the family to SeaWorld. And, it's $50-something dollars if you just want to come in one time. Or it's $40 for a 6-month pass. Which do you want? Well, only a fool would, pay more to get in once. Why the discount if you'll hand scan, a biometric scan of your entire hand? And I got the video interview. In fact, it's on Infowars.com. We need to get that posted in the video section. So much of that website is like hidden off in, ancient archives. We need to have somebody go through it and find all the cool video and stuff we put on there and put it all in one area. And I talked to the lady, and she said, oh, yeah, most people don't like it, but they still do it. And so the caller, Mike in Canada, was bringing up that they were doing the same thing. But then to get your free locker, you've got a fingerprint as well. All of this trains you for this cashless society. And now the health clubs, the bars, the tanning salons, the grocery stores, you get a 15% discount if you're a trusted cardholder at this grocery store, but you got a thumbprint. I guess I will then. And then in a few years, you won't get the discount. It'll just be everybody. And then it brings that total control. Is Mike still there? Mike, you wanted to finish up saying something?
Oh, yeah. All the while of walking through the corridors of the mummy ride, you see all these Egyptian symbols all over the place and all-seeing eyes everywhere. And of course, I'm wearing my government-sponsored terror shirt that I got from propagandamatrix.com. And in the middle, there's when you're walking through the corridors, walking through the line, there's a big box with a pyramid on top, and it's got these Egyptian shapes. Well, the one that you see is an all-seeing eye, and below that is just the metal hand that does nothing. It's just sitting there. I just watched as all these people walked up and put their hand on it. It didn't do anything, but they all just were conditioned. They saw it, and they put their hand on it, and I felt it was weird with the all-seeing eye on top of it, and I was freaked out by the whole thing, and actually the whole park. I always thought of your SeaWorld video clip in the back of my mind as I was going through that place.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I would hope that listeners, when you go to SeaWorld, or you go to Epcot Center, Disney World, or you go to Disneyland, or you go to Six Flags, have your camera on. They're used to cameras being on. Have it down, by your waist. Kind of aim it at the person and say, well, why are you doing this? What's this for? Please send it to me. I mean, as much as I'd enjoy, flying around the country to go to different amusement parks to do this, I just can't make time to do it, and it's not a good thing to do with my time. There's better ways to spend my time. But if you're already going to these FEMA camps and training, then please, by all means, let there be a silver lining to this. And you know, I was thinking during the break, so many broadcasts I do, I get all sped up. I get all upset. I want to cover it all. There's just so many angles I want to discuss. And I get pretty obnoxious. But really, there's no way to cover it all. I mean, to cover really much of it. I mean, if I turn the nightly news on, each newscast is so laced with propaganda. If I watch a sitcom, it's just jam-packed from pillar to post with brainwashing. I mean, the society is just bathed, basted, marinated in all of this. All right. This next clip is Simon Aronowitz. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Simon Aronowitz goes out Thursday to the 7th day anniversary there in downtown London of the bombings. They've got all these government officials and authorities there, and the servants, the people, were there worshiping them. We are the slaves, we are the subjects, we are the servants. And they have these, you know, these big signs, one London, one world. And then as the crowd breaks off, Simon goes and talks to two prominent members of Parliament. And here is that exchange as they really try to walk away from him, and he follows them with the camera through traffic and the crowds. He did a pretty good job. So here is the audio of that exchange.
Can I ask the gentleman a couple of quick questions as we're walking?
Yeah.
Okay. Simon Aronowitz, independent media is Mr. Ankrum, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Who really benefits from these bombs, Mr. Ankrum?
It depends how the public... and.
If I ask the gentleman a couple of quick questions as we're walking?
Yeah.
Okay. Simon Aronowitz, independent media is Mr. Ankrum, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Who really benefits from these bombs, Mr. Ankrum?
It depends how the public and the country react to them. But if it brings us together,
yeah,
and it teaches us that it's only by talking to each other and understanding each other that we can avoid this terrorism in the future, then it will have done good.
But doesn't it play into the hands of the people who want to bring in ID cards and want to clamp down on our civil liberties?
I think it's very important that we don't allow ourselves to be pushed by an event like this into overreacting. Liberty and freedom only matters if it's not undermined in order to try and protect it.
But if we take our freedoms away, then we're doing the work of Osama for him, actually.
Well, this is why we've got to be very careful, and we've got to look very closely at whatever is proposed to ensure that we don't do that.
And doesn't these bombings, don't they actually play into the neoconservative agenda, though?
The bombs play into the agenda of those who wish to divide our society, and we must not allow that to happen.
Okay, thank you. Have you any comments at all, Mr. Campbell?
Well, I think everyone accepts that these matters are questions of balance, mind you back. The problem is precisely where you strike the balance. Anti-terrorist legislation by its nature inevitably means there will be some curtailment of personal freedom. What we have to ensure is that any such legislation only affects individual liberties to the minimum extent that is necessary for the purpose of protecting the citizens against outrages of the kind we saw last week.
Have the Lib Dems changed their policy on ID cards?
No, our view on identity cards is well known, and we've had some support and confirmation of that view because the Home Secretary himself said last week.
Yeah, actually, a surprising thing to say.
That there is no evidence that ID cards would have prevented this outrage. And indeed, if it is the case that these bombs were planted by four British citizens, then of course what we know is that they would undoubtedly have had valid identity cards.
And it wouldn't have stopped them?
Unlikely to have.
Yeah.
Unlikely to have inhibited them.
Can I just ask you both finally, did you hear about the drill that Visor Consultants were supposed to be running last Thursday?
The drill?
The drill run by Visor Consultants, Peter Power, formerly of Scotland Yard, where they were going to simulate the bombings at the exact same three tube stations. He was on Five Live last Thursday telling
us. That's one of these remarkable coincidences.
A remarkable coincidence. You don't think there's anything more than that?
No,
maybe the terrorists have found out and piggybacked on top?
No. I believe in coincidence rather than conspiracy.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Folks, my friends, that is one noisy city. But the video is more powerful because when he asked that member of parliament that final question, the light goes on and the guy looks scared. But notice the false pretext or the false choice they give you. Oh, it depends on how much liberty you want to give up or how much security you get. We need to strike a balance. My friends, you know the saying, when you give up liberty, you don't get security, you get tyranny. I mean, that's just common sense. our governments are doing nothing to protect us from terrorism. Even if you buy the fact that these terrorists are attacking us because, you know, they're really, you know, independent Muslims that don't like us, well, why aren't they attacking, you know, South Africa? Why aren't they attacking Canada? Why aren't they attacking Mexico? Because those countries don't have troops in their countries. Those countries aren't overturning their governments. And believe me, those countries will sell Mexico and South Africa and Canada oil. So even if you buy the fraud of it's real Muslims independently carrying out terror, well, then why are they attacking us to begin with? But again, all of that's a fraud. Why would the Muslims carry out attacks knowing it will bring the wrath down on them and give the private interests that control our government exactly what they want? And, of course, the London Times reported MI5 judged the bomber to be no threat, one of the four suicide terrorists. See, now it's just a suicide terrorist. Behind the London bomb attacks was scrutinized by MI5 last year, but was judged not to be a threat to national security. A senior government official said yesterday, as a result, MI5 failed to put him under surveillance, and his plan to become a suicide bomber remained undetected. What about the big question? Timers on bombs are quite easy. Why would they all commit suicide if they could have just left the bombs on board the trains? Mohammed Khan, a 30-year-old teaching assistant from Dewsbury, West Yorkshire, who killed six other passengers when he blew himself up on the tube at Edgware Road, well, he's convicted now, folks, he did it, was the subject of a routine threat assessment by MI5 officers after his name cropped up during an investigation in 04. Yeah, right. Again, the British government, they've all been caught carrying out terror before and blaming it on their enemies. I tell you what I want to do now. I want to get into British media are beginning to tentatively question official line on bombings. We have the London Independent and the Mirror doing that. I also want to read this article that Steve Watson wrote. And then I want to get off into the European Union, where, again, the people have voted it down, but they're saying, you know what, we don't care. We're just going to do what we want, how we want, when we want. And then more of your calls. But before I do that, look, I get sick of plugging my videos, though that is really the only form of support that I have. My documentary films are excellent. They're informative. They're full of information. They've woken a lot of people up. They have been widely acclaimed as being very good. I'm my own worst critic. But, you know, these are good videos. And it is really a secondary issue that your purchase of the videos makes this broadcast possible. But I assure you, here where the rubber meets the road, it is a central issue. So remember, that's a reason to get the videos. I know a lot of you know all about the New World Order. Many of you are more intelligent and more eloquent than I. And so you say to yourself, well, why do I need those videos? I've seen everything he talks about. I've read it. I know it. I've seen the government documents. Yes, it's true. Why do I need a video that exposes government complicity in 9/11? Well, number one, we never know it all. The more you learn, the more you find out that you don't know. And more importantly, it's waking people up. Those of us that are informed and know what's happening need informative, well-produced tools to get that job done. And frankly, out of all the 9/11 videos I've seen, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and Martial Law are the two best videos out there for exposing government complicity in 9/11. We don't just show how they did it. We also show their motive and the big picture and what their master plan is. So please get Road to Tyranny. Please get Martial Law, my newest film. Get American Dictators, that exposes the phony left-right paradigm and shows you how both parties are controlled. You can get some of my videos as low as $5.95 apiece when you get some of the other videos. We have a bunch of different specials, just really great specials, and I hope you will take advantage of those. Go to InfoWars.com to get the videos on VHS or DVD, or simply call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139. They're all full-length feature films. You're authorized and encouraged to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. I want to thank those that have gotten the films and have supported us and those that have made copies. If you've gotten the films and haven't made copies yet, what's keeping you? Again, here's the toll-free number. These criminals that have carried out 9/11, folks, must be exposed. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and for 15 cents a day, see all my TV shows, all my videos, my book, a bunch of other books. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now, 1-877-300-0040.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be opening the phones up in the next hour again for those that are patiently holding. Or if you'd like to get involved on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. London bombings, web of deceit, Peter Power, the terror drill, Giuliani and the CIA. By Steve Watson. As we revealed last week, on the very morning of the bombings, a consultancy agency with government and police connections was running an exercise for an unnamed company that revolved around the London Underground being bombed at the exact same times and locations. On a BBC Radio 5 interview that aired on the evening of the 7th, the host interviewed Peter Power, a former Scotland Yard official working at one time with the anti-terrorism branch and now managing director of Visor Consultants, which builds itself as a crisis management advice company. Beyond the unbelievable coincidence of this scenario, the very fact that the bombs and the drills were simultaneous is a smoking gun, because almost a week went by before it was revealed that the bombs had gone off simultaneously. The importance of the drill cannot be understated. This is precisely what happened on the morning of 9/11. The CIA was conducting drills of flying hijacked planes at the WTC and Pentagon at 8:30 in the morning. The two scenarios are comparable in that they tried and tested method of navigating around the everyday security services, and more importantly, if the perpetrators get caught during the attack or after with any incriminating evidence, they can just claim that they were just taking part in the exercise. Peter Power has since toned down his claims in further interviews, changing his story of the drill to make it seem less identical to the real attacks. He has also issued a statement via email in response to thousands of requests he is receiving demanding clarity on the issue. That reemphasizes his backing away from his original precisely comment. It seems that Power may feel that he is in too deep and is backing away from the whole incident. This is because, due to the fact that Power himself and his company are not directly involved with the bombings, they have simply been used as a tool in a larger operation. Power has been hired by government before, and he has always used to release information after terrorist incidents in London. Two previous examples of this are on the March 2001 BBC television center bombing and the September 2000 rocket attack on the MI6 building. Was Power again used by the government as a conduit for information that would support their official version of events? Power's comments seem to suggest that the company was somehow involved in the response to the actual attacks. So if they were not working on behalf of London Underground or the government, then who were they allowed to be actively involved at multiple crime scenes? In short, our exercises, which involved just a few people and crisis managers, actually responded to a simulated series of activities involving, on paper, 1,000 staff, quickly became the real thing, and the players that morning responded very well indeed to the sudden reality of events. That's his quote in his little press release. Power has also spent time on the advisory board of the Canadian Center for Emergency Preparedness. This is significant due to the fact that a key member of that board was Richard Shearer, Senior Vice President of Giuliani and Partners. Here they are listed together, and of course Giuliani was almost at the exact site of one of the bombings. Shearer was intimately involved along with Giuliani in the crisis management on 9/11. Giuliani himself was in London on the 7th of July after traveling down from Yorkshire from a speaking engagement at a local government association conference in Harrogate, where he received a standing ovation for praising Tony Blair and hyping the war on terror. And then it gets into the CIA connections and how the head of the London Underground works with Lord Giuliani. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.